that can see.
Free your consciousness.
I've got one that can see.
The Matrix is everywhere. It is all around us. It is the world that has been pulled over your eyes to blind you from the truth.
Listen, you have a say in your experience. Did you know that? If you reclaim your mind and free your consciousness, you will discover that you are the very creator of your reality, that you are the author of you. Oh, but they never told you that now, did they? Well, of course not. You went to the schools. You were influenced by the media and pop culture. You worshipped at the altars. You placed your spirit on the chopping block. It's not entirely your fault. You were coerced and encouraged to do that. Okay, fair enough. But now what? What do you say? You can be a victim if you choose to, but you don't have to be. I'm telling you, it's just a choice. Are you done being put through the ringer yet? Have you had enough of your mind being put through the spin cycle? How much abuse are you willing to put up with? You can continue on that dead-end path if you wish, or you can finally realize that you have creative potential and that the world could use that right about now. Your creative input is needed now. Look, you don't have to do anything. You can remain a pacified slave just as much as you'd like. You can continue lying to yourself, swallowing the bullshit, and, you know, function as a docile automaton if that is your choice. But if you want things to really change, then your creative input is needed now. Oh my goodness, we're so afraid to walk through the fire, so afraid to face the shadow. Why? Why? Have we become so disillusioned, so imprisoned by the lie that we've forgotten who we are? Well, yes, we have, and this is the dilemma. That is your demise. That is the last nail in your coffin. There is a lot unfolding on the global stage right now. And listen, prepare, but don't hoard. Keep your focus balanced, not off-center. Be practical, not panicked. Oh, and do not pass go. Do not collect $200. You know, this game, it's getting boring now, and perhaps it's taught us all that we need to know to create something new that actually works. Okay, so honor the lesson and move on. That is, unless you want to keep participating in this restrictive and stifling game that suffocates the spirit, and that's cool if you do, but if not, if you're done being a cognitive slave, then your creative input is needed now. Remember, you have a say, but if you neglect that, then it's on you, so don't complain. If you want to hold on to the victim consciousness, then go right ahead. But please, oh God, please, shut the fuck up about it. Your creative input is needed now. What do you bring to the table? If all you bring is baggage and whining, then respectively, please fuck off. I mean that in the nicest possible way. The pacified victim mentality has no place in the new paradigm. You can scurry like a rat through their maze of distraction and fear all you like, but don't bring that shit to my house. That mentality is not welcomed in this temple. And if you refuse to bring your creative input to the table now, then fall by the wayside, motherfucker. And no offense, no judgment, but get the hell out of the way. The gauntlet has been laid down. The line in the sand has been crossed. We are at the crossroads. We have reached the decision point. And if you are indifferent and blasé with no focus of intent, you will perish. You will be ripped apart and torn asunder. And I'll tell you this. If you come anywhere near my tribe with that bullshit, you will be slaughtered. I'm speaking metaphorically, but also literally, so take your pick. Here is your mission, should you choose to accept it. Your creative input is needed now. Where do you stand? Have you given it any thought? Well, if you still give a shit, you know, if you still maintain a shred of care, you should give it some thought. The mission is contemplating your impact upon this experiential reality. Hopefully that doesn't sound too esoteric, but that's where we are, whether you like it or not. You have a say, and your creative input is needed now. Compassion, care, kindness, harmony. Compassion, care, kindness, and harmony. Can we operate this way? Of course, but this is an individual thing, a conscious, individual effort, a way of being. Don't worry about the Walking Dead golems. They're too busy sucking Satan's cock.
Suck Satan's cock!
Your creative input is needed now, more than ever. Are you willing to advance your cognition, to expand your awareness, so that we may shift the paradigm? Eh? Are you? You know, so that we may experience a reality that nurtures the spirit instead of crushing it? You know this is up to you, right? Are we passive observers or active participants? Perhaps a bit of both. If you take conscious control of the role that you are playing, then everything changes. And until you do so, you will be pushed to and fro like a battered vessel on the stormy seas of despair and calamity. On the other hand, if you consciously navigate the vessel, then you can steer it into the uncharted waters of a new reality. It's a conscious decision. It's an act of will. And I'll say this yet again. If you don't have principles that you're willing to die for, then you are already dead. As for me, I will die for freedom. I will take a bullet before I take a mandatory vaccine or a digital microchip. I will sacrifice my life for what is true and what is right if I have to. Death? There's no such thing, motherfucker. So, let the Dark Ones skulk and grasp at straws and play their stupid little games, their wars of attrition, their kindergarten manipulation, and raise your glass as we celebrate their demise. Their time is up. They know it, and they are desperate. It's laughable. Whatever you do, don't discover your potential. We can't have that. On second thought, fuck that. Discover your potential. Swing that sword and bring your offering to the table. Your creative input is needed now. And again, don't worry about the dead. And as for these virtue-signaling Hollywood douchebags using a crisis to seek attention and fluff their egos, you know what they can all go do?
Suck Satan's cock! Suck Satan's cock! Suck Satan's cock! Suck Satan's cock!
How dare you!